Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. You're listening to The Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea. I'll be your host, and we're broadcasting from beautiful downtown Du Bois. Today, we have some guests from our local scouting program. Danielle Kennard is a registration assistant for the local Bucktail District, and Joe Griffin is both an Eagle Scout and a Cub Camp director at the Heritage Scout Camp. Before we get into the questions, let's go to our sponsor, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066. We're back on The Contact Show. Again, I'm Pat Shea, the host, and today we have Danielle Kennard, the registration assistant, and Joe Griffin, who is both an Eagle Scout and the Cub Camp director at the Heritage Scout Camp. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming.
Good morning.
Danielle, can you tell me a little bit about what's been going on with the Scouts?
Well, first of all, Pat, thanks for having us. You know I get all excited about scouting,
yes.
Always have been, and it is a really exciting time here in this area for scouting. First of all, we in the Bucktail Council area, we're celebrating 96 years.
Wow, that's
of
great.
Scouting in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, last fall, we started a merger process with the Laurel Highlands Council.
Ah.
So Bucktail Council is now the Bucktail District of Laurel Highlands Council, and we are really excited about this, and we're looking forward to another 96 years of scouting.
That's wonderful. Now, you weren't there for the full 96 years, though, were you?
Sadly, no. Only for about the last 13, but it's been around for a while.
Gotcha. Well, how big of an area is the Bucktail District?
So the Bucktail District serves the counties of Clearfield, Elk, Jefferson, and Cameron, and also parts of Center County. So it's a pretty big area for us.
Yes, that definitely is. Clearfield alone is a big handful. Well, scouting has always been a big part of this area. I know in my family there were three boys and we were all involved in Boy Scouts, and my sister was in Girl Scouts at that time, and we have all benefited. I learned how to tie knots and how to tie a tie, even though I have to admit I forgot how to tie a tie, but I did learn it in scouting. And my oldest brother is a Boy Scout and he is retiring next week, and he mentioned no matter where he goes or what he's doing, the fact that he was an Eagle Scout always gets him lots of attention and respect. So he has been a lifelong beneficiary of having earned his Eagle Scout. How many groups do you currently have involved in the Bucktail Council?
Well, right now in the Bucktail District, we have 41 units consisting of packs and troops, boys and girls. So there's probably well over 700 youth in the program right now, and we have about 350 registered adult volunteers.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a large number. I'm sure you're like everybody else, though. You probably could still use some more volunteers.
Always. And we've always said the success of the program is really dependent upon our volunteers, and we appreciate everything our volunteers do, having parent involvement, grandparent involvement. Some of our scoutmasters and leaders have been around for a long time, so we could not have success in these programs without their valuable input.
That's a good point. And now that you think about it, I was very proud and happy that both of my parents were involved. And that's one of the few things that your parents can get involved with their kids out in a public venue. So that is definitely a big help, a big focus on community and family, and it really helps kids set the course for their future. They have to learn how to get along with other kids, other adults. They have to follow some goals, learning how to achieve their badges and what have you. So it really makes them a good citizen and even a good employee. I do have to ask you, though, did COVID have a big impact on the Scout program?
Yeah, I think COVID impacted us quite a bit just because groups weren't allowed to meet. So, you know, people were staying home. A lot of our kids, though, still worked on especially the ones that were working on their Eagle projects and things. They still kept working on it. But COVID did have a little bit of an impact in our numbers. But hey, we're only upward from here. We're going to keep growing and getting better every year.
That is fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. So, Joe, I understand you are an Eagle Scout, and that, of course, is a big accomplishment. Can you tell me a little bit about your scouting journey?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been in scouting for as long as I can remember. I joined in the first grade as a Tiger Cub. I was in PAC 72 out of Reynoldsville. My mom was a den leader for a lot of it, so it was very rare that I ever missed any meetings or missed an event. I crossed over into scouts whenever I went into middle school, and it was meetings every Monday and campouts every weekend from there. I would always spend a lot of time of my summer at summer camp earning merit badges and making friends and creating some lifelong memories. During COVID is when I began to complete work on my Eagle Scout project. So as you can imagine, there was a lot of difficulties with that and whatnot, but I had a lot of family and friend support, and with the help of one of my teachers, I was actually able to earn my Eagle Scout, and I submitted everything the day before my 18th birthday, so just in time.
Well, I guess COVID was a perfect time to work on those projects. I hadn't thought of that, but that would work out well, especially since a lot of them are outdoors.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we did our work in at Reynoldsville at the parks there, and while it was hard to get help during that time, it was very easy to, I guess, complete the project.
So as camp director, you're still camping. So you've had a lifelong love of camping brought on by the scouts. That's great.
Absolutely. Yeah, I worked as the program director at Camp Mountain Run for a long time, and now I'm working as the Cub Camp director at Heritage Reservation.
And where is the Heritage Reservation?
It is down in Farmington, Pennsylvania, kind of near Maryland.
Ah, well, it gives kids a little adventure, getting a little bit further away from home. That's good. Well, how many kids in our area become Eagle Scouts?
So last year alone, we had 22 youth join the ranks of Eagle. I actually attended an Eagle ceremony just the last weekend. And I would love to highlight the impact that these 22 youth have had in our area. That's 22 different community service projects for our area.
And they have to be something significant, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of times it's they're putting up flagpoles. They're doing stuff with our food drives, benches, you know, different things like that the community can use and the community can see every day.
So all their projects end up having some community impact. I know I've seen a lot of the scouts doing things that help the community with their Eagle projects, and that's very good. I wish I could remember what my brother's was, but I don't. Well, Joe, as the camp director for Cub Scouts, can you tell me about the Cub Camp and how kids can be a part of it?
Absolutely, yeah. So Cub Camp is vastly different, I would say, from a normal scout camp. The main goal isn't for them to earn merit badges. It's more about having an adventure. And we always have a theme to play along with the week. And this year at Heritage, we have the theme of rodeo. We're a Wild West theme. And all of our staff, all of our songs, all of our skits, they're all very much in theme with Wild West. Our entire staff lives and breathes that theme to make it very real for the kids. And it's always a really great time. It's something I would urge everyone to come to. It's very fun for the leaders, parents, and everyone involved.
Well, that sounds great. I know being gray-haired, I grew up with Westerns and John Wayne and Cowboys and Indians, so I would probably really enjoy that myself. And it's great that the parents get to tag along. I had not really realized the impact that the whole family involvement has on scouting, and it's certainly very positive. I know that brought my dad and my brothers and I closer together. And now you even have some gals joining the Boy Scouts. And before the show, you had mentioned that one positive is often they're coming with their brothers. So they kind of push each other along to help earn their badges and be a good scout. And I'm sure that a little sibling rivalry doesn't hurt with that. Do you have any thoughts on how that's been positive for the scouts?
Absolutely. I think scouts now is more family oriented than it's ever been. And having different groups come and mix with our program is wonderful. And it really opens up a lot of doors and opportunities for people.
Yes. And that's something that I admit I hadn't thought of much. So I'm glad that you guys mentioned that. Now, can all scouts go to camp? I've heard they have to pay. And I've certainly seen the scouts selling popcorn. I love popcorn, but is that the main fundraiser?
Well, you know, any scout can go to camp. There's so many different opportunities for them to work for their trip to camp. I remember when I was a scout, I would hustle to sell popcorn, go into all of my grandparents' Gold Wing meetings and just trying to sell as much as I can. And it was always a lot of fun, and it felt very rewarding to be able to help send myself to camp.
Well, that is good. You're earning your keep there. That is wonderful. Now, you have other fundraisers, right? Danielle, can you mention a little bit about how scouting is funded in our area?
Well, we just kicked off our 2026 Friends of Scouting campaign, and it is called Investing in Adventure. So a lot of the funds that are raised are used to provide resources, training for our volunteers, and experiences that are going to benefit our youth and volunteers. And, you know, one of the important things about raising funds, too, is that it helps bridge the gap between, you know, there are fees, it costs money to join scouting. So there are fees, and raising these funds, it helps bridge the gap between the national and local membership fees, because what we actually charge doesn't always cover everything. So, you know, and it is expensive. I mean, you have insurance and you have staff support, these trainings that we do. So, you know, financial gifts really go a long way to help keeping this program going and making it bigger and better every year.
So if anybody out there would like to donate, how would they reach you to make a donation?
Well, you can contact the district office at 814-371-5650. You can give us a call. You can also go to the website at bucktel.org and make a donation. We have QR codes. And for any organizations out there, we have a district executive, myself, Joe. Any of us would be more than willing to come and talk to your organization about how you can support scouting and really make a direct impact in our community.
That is fantastic. So listeners, the phone number again is 814-371-5250.
5650.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Can't read my own writing. 5650. And they can go to bucktail.org. And I encourage you to do that. Well, we're going to go to our next commercial break, and we'll be right back.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
We're back on the Contact Show, and if you just joined, you're on Connect FM at 96.7 or 99.7. And today, our guests are Danielle Kinnar, the registration assistant for our local Bucktail District, and Joe Griffin, who is both an Eagle Scout and the Cub Camp director at the Heritage Scout Camp. Danielle had given me a paper that lists the Scout Oath and the Scout Law, and I'm surprised, even though it's been 40 plus years since I've had to recite it, I'm shocked at how it jars a memory. And I, after seeing it, I was able to recite it without having to finish reading it, which surprised me. So I guess that's deeply ingrained in all the Scouts. And I think it's worth mentioning what the Scout Oath is. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight, teaching people how to be a good, active member of their community, their family, and helping others. The Scout Law, I remember my dad teaching it to me as a little boy. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. I had to say that, and I didn't forget it until just a few years ago, but I'm pretty deeply removed from it. But Scouting is such a great program. Do you guys have any last comments as we near the end of the show about Scouting and the impact that it's had on our area?
You know, from someone who's been in the program since I was 7 years old, I can truly say that it changed my life and it gave me more opportunities than I ever could have imagined, you know, from just getting recognized as an Eagle Scout when applying for jobs or when applying for scholarships for college. I don't think there was anything in my youth that I could have done better than Scouting. And not only does it teach you how, you know, to survive in the wilderness and things like that, but it teaches you good morals and it helps, you know, our youth grow into responsible and very capable members of society. It's a program that can give kids a place they feel that they belong whenever they don't fit in anywhere else. And anyone and everyone is welcome. You know, I could talk all day about the benefits of the Scouting program.
Yes, you know, we talk a lot about launching kids into adulthood. Scouting has been doing that for almost 100 years in our area, so I can see the benefits of the program, and I think it has had a big impact on our area. I know I would say at least half of my graduating class was involved with Scouting for at least some of the time, and I graduated back when we still had 350 kids graduating, so a lot of kids were involved growing up, and that's certainly a very positive thing, and I love the focus on family and family inclusion. You can't beat that. And Danielle, you mentioned that you're the mom of two Eagle Scouts. Now, how did you pull that off?
Well, it was a lot of work and a lot of effort. And I'm really proud of my kids that they saw it from beginning to end. My husband and I first got involved in Scouting almost 20 years ago. And my husband was really adamant. He had heard about the program, wanted our kids to be a part of it. So, of course, you know, I was the mom that was helping with activities, and my husband was a leader. And our kids came the whole way up through the program. They did earn the procrastination merit badge a couple times. Not a real thing, but definitely gets earned many times with these young men and women. But, you know, I still remember my youngest son, Ethan. He went to a nuclear engineering merit badge class, and he earned the nuclear engineering merit badge. And he came home. He was probably about 14 or 15 at the time. He goes, "Mom, that's... I figured out what I'm going to do with the rest of my life." And I thought, sure you did. Well, he earned his Eagle, got into college, graduated as a nuclear engineer with a nuclear engineering degree, and is now in the military. So I have seen the direct impact. Not, you know, only about 6% make Eagle. But, you know, everybody that's a part of the program, it leaves an impression on their life. I mean, you've even said the things that you remember and how it impacted your life. And Scouting is still the best program out there for kids, families, the community. There's so many benefits to it.
Yes, and one of the long-term memories of Scouting was my brother, the Eagle Scout, and my dad. They both took a bus from this area to the Philmont Scout Ranch, the National Scout Ranch. And they talked about that throughout my life growing up. They talked about the stories of having Boy Scouts from all over the country meet there and what a profound event and how much it meant to them. And for many years, my dad wore a belt with the Philmont Scout Ranch belt buckle. And he passed away, and he had a large collection of patches and the neckerchief slides and different neckerchiefs. And it had a lifelong impact on my dad and definitely my brother. I told you that throughout his life, saying he was an Eagle Scout got him instant credibility and attention. So, Joe, I got to ask you, do you allow kids to take their cell phones to the camp?
Well, we do allow cell phones, but we heavily suggest you leave it in your pocket, leave it in your tent. I personally don't like technology at camp. I think it takes away from some of the experience. I think when you're at camp, you need to delve into the forest and being outside.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And hopefully the kids listen, because you're right. That definitely would take away from the experience. I think it's a shame that a lot of our organizations are in competition with their tablets and their cell phones, and that often seems just as important to them. So we need to put limits on that. So as we wrap up, I would like to encourage our listeners that if they have any interest in supporting scouting, they can again call, and I'll get it right this time, 814-371-5650, or go to bucktail.org, and you can send an email or a payment if you want to make a donation. If you'd like to volunteer, Danielle says they still need lots of volunteers, and Joe could probably use them at the camp. Please get in contact with them. And if you're a youngster out there, what are the age ranges? When can they start being a scout?
They can start in kindergarten with the Lion program. So if parents are interested in signing up their child, they can call the number 814-371-5650, and we can direct them to a unit in their area where they can sign up and get some information. And it goes to age 18 when you age out. And then there are venturing programs and other programs after that. But mainly the programs go from kindergarten through high school.
That is fantastic. And parents, if you want your kids to do something positive where you don't have to worry about what's going on, scouting is it. I'd like to thank both of you for joining me today. And viewers, support scouting and feel free to give them a call. Thanks again, Danielle and Joe, for being with us today.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.